hand in a tea canister stuffed under a bed. Not only is all of your wealth, however much or however little, you know, that could be lost overnight in a flood or a fire, earthquake. The other problem is that everyone around you is making claims on that money that you are trying to save, right? So for us, we cling to cash a little bit more because of these tricks it plays on our mind. For the poor, it's actually the opposite. Cash is turbo liquid. They can't hold on to it. You can't hold on to it because a drunk uncle is making claims on that cash, or an abusive spouse is making claims on that cash. And usually parenthetically, in developing parts of the world, it's the women who are looking after the household funds, right? So those are the most terrible examples of people making claims on your money. But then you even have legitimate ones. So you have a neighbor who needs some aspirin for an auntie, or you have somebody needs a new pair of shoes for their kid. It's hard to say no, especially in a very tight-knit urban slum, for example. And yet, you're trying to save to send a daughter to school in 10 months or to buy some farm equipment in 15 months, and you can't save cash easily. So everyone is trying to get these people involved in banking, not in the sort of abusive Wall Street CDO sense of banking, just the old-fashioned stuff, a safe and secure place to store your wealth. So the Gates Foundation folks, you know, they put $500 million last year into these programs to support innovation in this area. And I flew to India to interview a guy to see what this was like. How had this changed his life? And he said to me, you know, I used to have to ride the bus 2 days there, 2 days back to go deliver a very small amount of money to his grandmother in the countryside. So that's 4 days of income generation lost. He has to pay someone to look after his shop. The wealth that maybe is still hidden somewhere in his shop is now in jeopardy. Right, so now he basically just sends a text message to his granny in the countryside, and she wanders to a kiosk where the merchant is essentially part of this huge network of merchants involved in the system, and she shows the text, and there's some quick back and forth, and she can cash out. And, you know, I asked him about all the security concerns that I think a lot of you will maybe wonder about, and he just looked at me like I was from Mars. Like, are you kidding? Did you even listen to what I just said and the value proposition of this whole deal? So that was pretty illuminating, and suddenly it pulled me into a much more substantive area of discussion. You know, I like talking about the germs on banknotes, and I like talking about, you know, wishing my barista was grabbing some hand sanitizer and all the rest of it.